for Marlette. Isaac Dale back in the ballgame. Ethan Guza sits down for Harbor Beach, and he's replaced by Tyler Valmering. Some full court pressure from Harbor Beach. Andrew Storm gets the inbound, a minute 47 left in the third, and we have a whistle about 80 feet from the hoop.
Didn't want to do that.
Fouls against James Shelkey. That's his second, and team's fourth. So Marlette will inbound right at midcourt on the far side of your radio. Ethan McKinney will do the honors.
Marlette is now in the bonus.
No, Harbor Beach is, in fact. And
you're
the
right.
Pass is scooped up by Ryan Seaman. And we have a whistle against Marlette. Foul goes against number 22, Marcus Armstrong. That's his third. And so we walk the length of the court, and that goes Ryan Seaman at the free throw line for 1-1. Substitution Marlette, number 4, Hunter Kelly replaces Marcus Armstrong. That was a very odd. I did not even see the foul. But they'll take it.
It does help Harbor Beach. It stops the clock and gives them an opportunity to score from the foul line.
Ryan Seaman has not scored in the second half. Check that. First free throw is good, so they'll give him a second.
What makes that so important is that that's a 1-1, and he hits the front end, and he hits the bonus.
Harbor Beach trails by 17. Ryan Seaman now with 8 points. Second free throw is up, and it's good. He has 9. Harbor Beach trails by that constant number of 16. Isaac Dale gets the inbound. Full court pressure from Harbor Beach. Hunter Kelly bringing it up against Ryan Seaman. 90 seconds left in the third. 48-32, Marlette leads. Hunter Kelly, top of the key, to the left wing. Barrett George dives down the lane with the ball, and he is held up with a block for Harbor Beach. James Shelkey will be charged with his third foul and fifth team foul for Harbor Beach.
1:20 to go in the third quarter.
Hunter Kelly inbounds to Andrew Storm in the right corner. Into the right block for the jump shot from Hunter Kelly's no good, but he gets his own rebound and keeps possession alive. Isaac Dale, left wing. Back out to Andrew Storm at midcourt. 1:05 left in the third. Hunter Kelly back to Andrew Storm. Ball resting against his hip, now starts his dribble. Cody Seaman guarding him. Hunter Kelly now with the ball against James Shelkey. Passes to the right wing to Barrett George. Ryan Seaman gets his handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. Marlette ball. 51.9 seconds left in the third quarter, 48-32. Andrew Storm will inbound for the Red Raiders. Harbor Beach trailed at halftime by 17. They trail by 16 right now. Andrew Storm, right block, layup, no good. Rebound, still loose. And they're going to say Marlette ball. 44 seconds left in this third. Andrew Storm taking this game over single-handedly. He has 18 points. Inbound to Hunter Kelly, and it's stripped away by Tyler Valmering. The 10th turnover for Marlette tonight. James Shelkey, right left block, can't get that to fall. Gets much taller defenders, rebound by Ethan McKinney. 26 seconds left, wide open on the block is number 5, Barrett George, and he is fouled on the second effort. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. Foul goes against number 12 for Harbor Beach, Tyler Valmering. That's his first, team 6th. Bonus the rest of the way out. Andrew Storm sits down for the remaining 23 seconds of this third quarter. Sean Quady's back in. James Shelkey sits down. Brady Kirsch back in for Harbor Beach. Quady inbounds. Still trying to inbound, in fact, to Isaac Dale in the corner. Right wing, Bear George to left wing, Hunter Kelly. Sean Quady feeds it into Ethan McKinney in the block. And the floater and hook shot is good. Ethan McKinney with 5. Leading by 18. Brady Kirsch, right block, back out to Ryan Seaman for 3. He got it. Ryan Seaman cuts it within 15 points, and we have reached the end of the third quarter with Marlette 50, Harbor Beach 35, with 1 quarter remaining on the WLEW Sports Network.
You can always trust Michigan to deliver some pretty extreme weather, especially in winter. And you can always trust Kohler's Propane to keep you one step ahead of that forecast. Kohler's Propane is your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust. Kohler Propane at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Harbor Beach is going to need an all-hands-on-deck effort if they want to steal this one away from Marlette. They trail by 15 points to Marlette, who has never trailed in this ballgame. They lead by 15 points right now, 50-35. It'll be Marlette ball to start this fourth quarter. Andrew Storm walks with some swagger to the sideline.
You know, he said that they really couldn't continue to shoot 65%, and that's true. They only shot 42%.
Isaac Dale gets the inbound. Andrew Storm back left wing extended against Cody Seaman. Blows by him in the lane. Kicks it out to Isaac Dale in the corner for three. This one is short. Rebound Jason Ganefke, but is swatted away by a Marlette player out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball. 50-35, 7:47 left in regulation. Marlette leads by 15 points. Cody Seaman dribbling on the right wing to the left wing, Brady Kirsch. He has 2 points in tonight's game. Goes down to left block and draws the foul against Ethan McKenney. That's his first. And Marlette's eighth team foul. Brady Kirsch, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. His only points tonight. We'll try and make that 4 for 4 and cut the deficit to 13 points. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, this is good for Harbor Beach, though. The clock does stop.
And an ugly free throw from Brady Kirsch.
Harbor Beach's percentage in the third quarter is not exactly looking good for them. They were 3 for 18, 16%. They really got to pick it up now.
Second free throw from Kirsch rattles in. He has 3, a 14-point lead for Marlette. Full court pressure into Ethan McKenney. Back to Hunter Kelly. Keeping Andrew Storm on the wing. Gets across the timeline. Dribbles to his right against Brady Kirsch. Back to the left. Trying to feed into Andrew Storm on the give and go. Ethan McKenney left block to Isaac Dale, and we have it tangled up on the floor. It'll be a foul against Harbor Beach. More than likely against... No, they're going to give that against Cody Seaman. That's his third, and Harbor Beach is seventh. Isaac Dale at the free throw line shooting 1-1. They lead by 14 points, 50-36. Free throw is up. Off the front of the iron, Isaac Dale can't bring in the rebound. Out of bounds, Harbor Beach ball.
I don't think they knew that was a 1-1. Everyone just stood around.
Everyone stood there, and no one went for it. Went off the foot of Isaac Dale out of bounds. 50-36, 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Brady Kirsch, right wing. Ryan Seaman, left wing. He has 2 threes in the night. Left block, the layup is good. Ryan Seaman with 14 points, 7 in each half. Andrew Storm brings up the ball, blows by his projected pick, spins to the left block, goes for the shot, and they're going to say it was on the floor as he was fouled. They'll send him to the free throw line for 1-1. And Cody Seaman just picked up his 4th personal foul and 8th team foul for Harbor Beach. Team fouls are 8 apiece, 6:49 left in the fourth. 50-38. Marlette by 12. Andrew Storm at the free throw line. First free throw is good, so he gets a second. He has 19. Barrett George replaces Sean Quady for Marlette. Out there for the Red Raiders. Isaac Dale, Ethan McKenney, Andrew Storm, Barrett George, and Hunter Kelly. Second free throw is no good. Isaac Dale gets the rebound, and he can't get the putback to fall. Finally brought in by Tyler Valmering. Harbor Beach was out-rebounded in that third quarter, 9-5. And we have a carry against Harbor Beach. Brady Kirsch turned it over. That's the first turnover for the Pirates in the second half with 10.
You know, I think that was an anticipated call. He didn't really capture the ball in order to complete the carry. But the whistle went, and that was the way it goes. Right now you have
Andrew Storm to the block, kicks it back out to Barrett George. He dives into the lane. It's stripped away by Tyler.